can't believe she's going to say yes to David. She's clearly in love with Mike.
You know, it's very hard to take you seriously when you look like that.
Could we have a bottle of champagne, please? And I'm kind of on a budget, so if you have anything local or Canadian. I have something I want to say.
Oh, my God, he's going to do it now. Please, I cannot watch this. Let's go.
I think we have some time. Have you ever heard him talk? Phoebe, I would be honored if...
Get it out, David!
Phoebe, you're an amazing woman. And the time we spent apart was unbearable. Of course, the sanitation strikes in Minsk didn't help.
Sure, okay, yeah.
But now that we're together again, I don't ever want to be apart. So, to that end...
Oh, my God, Mike!
It's David, actually.
Oh, Mike, here.
Oh, hey, Mike.
Hi, David. Chandler? Monica? Oh.
It's the humidity!
Hi, Phoebe.
What are you doing here?
I have a question I need to ask you.
I have a question I was kind of going to ask her myself.
Yeah, I understand. But before you do, she really needs to hear this.
Okay. Would you care for my seat as well?
Actually, yeah, that'd be great.
Well, that's fair. You've had a long trip.
Phoebe, I love you. I mean, I've missed you so much these last few months, and I thought we were apart for a good reason, but then I suddenly realized that there was no reason good enough to keep me from spending the rest of my life with you.
Kind of steps on the toes of what I was going to say.
I'm sorry, David, but she really has to know this.
All right, when you're through, I want to see you outside. If it stops raining.
You're the most incredible woman I've ever met. How could I lose you? No, I don't actually have a ring.
I have a ring.
I wouldn't brag too much about that thing, big guy.
But Phoebe, will you marry me?
No.
Ha ha.
I love you. I never needed a proposal from you. I just needed to know that we were headed somewhere. You know, that we had a future.
We can have any future you want.
Okay, well, I'm going to take off.
David, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry.
Just so I know, if I had asked first...
Yeah, I might have said yes. But that would have been wrong.
Please, you don't have to explain. I mean, perhaps if I hadn't gone to Minsk, things would have worked out for us. I wouldn't have ruined my career. Or lost that toe to frostbite. It was a good trip.
Is it okay if I hug you now?
Yes. Because of our meddling, all right?
Oh, isn't this nice? So quiet, I could just lie here all day.
Oh, no. Open your drinks! Open your drinks!
So glad we got adjoining rooms.
The sun is out!
Hey, remember when I had corneas?
You go down to the pool and reserve the chairs.
Okay.
And I'll get the magazines and the lotion.
Ladies, Ross's speech is in 45 minutes.
No!
Walls are pretty thin, guys.
Then we have to weigh the data from recent MRI scans and DNA testing, which call into question information gathered from years of simple carbon dating.
Look at that woman sitting out by the pool getting tan.
Material.
Oh, all leathery and wrinkled.
Finally, factor in the profusion of new species recently discovered. Gigantosaurus, Argentinosaurus,
not to mention Coldsaurus.
And that's just the herbivores. I'm not even going to discuss the carnivores. Their heads are already too big, which is ironic considering their stunted cerebral development.
Really?
But all kidding aside, in much the same way that Homo ergaster is now thought to be a separate species from Homo erectus.
He said erectus.
You're kidding, right?
No, you really said it.
And while there are certainly vast differences between these Mesozoic fossils and the example of Homo erectus.
Erectus?
Homo.
In a very real way, we can bring the Mesozoic era into the 21st century. Thank you.
I thought it was wonderful.
Oh.
Jarvis Oberblau Cornell. I mean, the ideas you put forth, and from someone so young and... Okay, now we're just holding hands.
All right. Well, we're going to hit the beach.
Yeah, it was really...
Oh, sweet.
Thank you.
Yeah,
oh,
and so fun.
Okay, thanks so much, you guys. I can't tell you how much it means to me that you were here.
What are you kidding? We wouldn't have missed it.
Yeah.
I'm back.
Okay. Excuse me?
Yeah.
Hey. Well?
You were incredible.
Yeah.
You blew them away.
Oh, I can't tell you how great it was to look out into the crowd and see your face. I mean, did you know you were mouthing the words along with me?
I was not.
No, it's okay. It made me feel like a rock star.
Oh, my God. I'm your groupie.
Yeah. All right. I better not find you naked in my hotel room. Look, I took it too far. Hey, you guys, I thought you were going to the beach.
It's raining again.
What? Would you look at that? The only time the sun comes out the whole weekend is the 1 hour I'm giving my speech. Huh? Someone up there likes me. But people down here are pissed.
It's raining again. So unfair.
Well, on the bright side, now we won't have to see all these paleontologists with their shirts off.
Not you guys. You got it going on. So what are we going to do today?
They have a game room downstairs. They have like ping pong and stuff.
Ping pong? Honey, they have ping pong. Let's play.
I don't think so.
Why not?
Because you know how competitive you get, and while I say it's cute, others disagree, and I'm lying.
Not always that bad.
Oh, yeah? What happened when we played last time?
I punched you.
And?
Phoebe. And? I clunked your heads together.
Thank you.
stops raining, we have got to go snorkeling. Some kid told me about this sea turtle, and if you blow bubbles in his face, he chases you.
I'm sorry, I can't. I'm running a discussion group all afternoon.
Oh. Oh, well, that's okay. I'll find someone else to do it. I'd do it alone, but I don't know what happens if the sea turtle catches you.
You know, I feel so bad. I haven't seen you this whole trip, and especially last night.
Oh, hey, don't worry about it. It was fine. I ended up having the best time with Rachel. I just felt bad for you, stuck in that room working on Russell's speech.
Actually, it turned out to be a lot of fun.
Oh. Oh, well, at least we're both having fun.
Is it weird that it's not with each other?
Yeah. A little bit, yeah.
I think we need to talk.
Yeah, I think we do. About what?
Come on, you guys. It'll be fun.
All right. I'll play if we don't keep score.
Well, then how do we know who wins? Nobody wins, so we're just four losers. Super.
Well, I'm not playing with you.
Yeah, I'm out.
I'll play you.
Okay. Mike, you don't know what you're doing.
She gets crazy. This scar is from Pictionary.
I think I'll be all right. You want to bother me a bit, Mister?
Sure, got you.
Oh, by the way, I'm awesome.
Oh dear God, there's two of them.
You ready to play?
Hell yeah.
Did you know this about him?
No idea. I thought he was soft like you.
You want to make it more interesting?
How much were you thinking?
$10 a game?
Make it 50.
I'll make it 100.
1,000.
Okay. Let's see who goes first. You got a quarter?
No. Either you girls got a quarter?
I mean, try to focus the trash talk on him.
Monica, you call it.
Head. No tails. Head. Tails. Oh, what are the chances? My point.
Oh, no, I don't think so. No, according to standard table tennis rules, if at any time a player uses his non-racket-bearing hand to touch the playing surface, he or she forfeits the point.
He was a lawyer.
All of the East Coast is having beautiful weather. In New York, it's 72 and sunny.
Oh, weather, bitch.
It's open.
Hi, Joe. What, is everything okay?
Charlie and I broke up.
Oh, why?
Well, she said we have nothing in common.
Oh, that's crazy.
Oh. No, it's not. We have nothing in common.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, she should be with someone more like Ross. You know, I mean, he uses all those big words, too. Man, smart people are dull.
What? Hey!
Okay, Rach. I feel so stupid, you know. Why do I keep going after the wrong girl?
Well, what are you talking about?
Oh, come on. I mean, there's you, then there's Charlie. That's like... What the hell's my problem?
Okay. Maybe you're not always going after the wrong girl.
I'm telling you, Rich, Charlie is not right for me.
Yeah, I'm not talking about her.
Well, then who? The waitress I went out with last month?
Yeah, forget it.
No. Who are you talking about?
No, I don't. I don't. I actually don't know who I'm talking about. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to go see if I can get a room for tonight, and I'll see you later.
Yeah, sure.
Like me?
Okay, let's not make a big thing about this.
It's a huge thing.
Not working with me, Joe. Look, here's the thing. Lately, I have been having thoughts. Musings, if you will.
For how long?
Oh, it's only like a month.
A month?
Dial it down. Listen, okay, and maybe they're crazy thoughts, but sometimes I do. I've been thinking about, you know, us. Okay, dial it up a little.
Oh, yeah, right. I just have one question.
Dude, what the hell are you doing? I'm trying to do anything. It's just we such a good time when we're together, you know? And I'm actually just a little curious what it would be like.
Am I curious? I mean, I'm as curious as George.
Who?
Curious George.
Oh.
You know, the monkey and the guy with the yellow hat.
Yes, of course. I remember him.
Yeah, he had a paper route.
Yeah, he did. Oh, see, this is what I'm talking about.
No, I know. Yeah, I know. We're great. But, yeah. Rachel, just, that can't happen.
But can it just happen a little bit?
No, it can't happen at all. Look, no one wants this to happen more than me, okay? I have gone over this moment in my head 100 times, and not once did I ever say no. I couldn't do it to Ross.
But that wasn't going to stop you before.
I know. But I've thought about it a lot since then, and it just wouldn't be right.
I'm sorry, too. Oh, God. I shouldn't have said anything.
No. Hey, we'll be fine. Like you said, no big deal.
It's not a big deal.
No big deal.
It's so not a big deal.
Yeah, I'll see you later.
Okay.
Yeah, come on.
Okay. Okay. I think that may have missed the table.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
You really find this attractive on him?
Oh, yeah. Are you telling me you're not even a little turned on by Monica right now?
I think this is the first time in our marriage that I felt like the more attractive one.
All right, come on, Mike. You can beat her. Knock that dog off her head. Oh, damn it. I sleep with him.
Game point.
Don't get too cocky. Remember, I won the last one. Oh, by the way, how did that feel, losing to a girl?
You know, you should really look in the mirror before you call yourself that.
No!
And that's how it's done. Okie dokie. You've each won a game, and I've lost what's felt like a year of my life. So everybody goes home a winner.
Best out of three?
That's what I'm thinking. Should I use my invisibility to fight crime or for evil?
Serve them all, chump.
Serve them all, chump.
Okay, better come back, Mike. Better come back.
I'm just saying, I have a cabin in the Adirondacks. If you ever want to get away from the city, well, that'd be just nifty.
I've kind of got a lot on my plate right now. Not that I wouldn't love a weekend in the country with a strange man.
Jarvis?
Oh, you're back. This is my wife, Nancy.
What? Get out!
Ross, can I talk to you for a minute?
Yes, please.
Oh,
Is he still looking at me?
Yes.
Still?
Yes. And his wife's kind of looking at me.
So what's going on?
Well, Joey and I broke up.
Oh, my God. What happened?
Joey is a great guy, but we're just so different. I mean, like, during your speech, he kept laughing at Homo erectus.
I knew that was him.
Anyway, I think it's for the best.
Hey. Are you okay?
I guess. There was another reason that I thought it was time to end it with Joey. I started to realize that I was having feelings for someone else.
Okay, Diller. Last day of the conference. You know what happens to the keynote speaker.
Professor Clark, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation here.
Yeah, can't you guys just throw in the pool later?
Or we could throw you both in now.
Okay, gentlemen, please. Aren't we a little old for this? I mean, we're scientists, all right? We're academics. And most importantly, you will have to catch us first. Go! Go! Go!
Okay, so let's try it again. 41-41.
Okay, look. Enough is enough.
No, I just have two more points to beat him.
Monica, that was also true an hour ago.
I mean, please, look at you. Your hand is blistered. You can barely stand. Your hair is inexplicable.
Steve, talk to Mike. Help me out.
Yeah. Mike, you win this, you will get the best sex you've ever had in your whole life.
I say to fight crime. You didn't see us.
Monica?
All right, look, I'm begging you. Okay, you've already proven you're just as good as he is. Now, we've missed our dinner reservation, so now let's just go upstairs, order room service, take a shower, and shave your head.
I can't just walk away. I've put in 4 hours. But look, you knew this about me when you married me. You agreed to take me in sickness and in health. Well, this is my sickness.
What about the obsessive cleaning?
That's just good sense.
Ow! You okay?
No, honey, I'm okay. Take it off. Oh, all right, don't take it. Oh, my God. I can't play.
Stay forfeit.
Mike wins. I can't believe it. I lost.
No, you didn't.
What?
Because I'm going to play for you.
You can't do that.
That's okay. I don't care which of them I beat.
Okay, we're taking that pedal home, mister.
You don't have to do this.
Yes, I do. Now, I may not understand why you have to win so badly, but if it's important to you, then it's important to me, because I love you.
But you suck.
You're welcome, sweetheart. All right, Mike, let's get this over with. Sudden death. Whoever wins this point wins.
Okay?
Oh, my God. You're good. It's like watching porn.
And that's how it's done.
Amazing. Well, when did you... Hold on. I almost forgot. Loser. When did you stop sucking?
I never sucked. I just didn't want you to know how good I was.
Why?
I don't know.
Well, this is so great. Now we can enter into doubles tournament.
That's why.
Oh,
Jackson was still looking for us?
Yeah, the bartender said they split up into two search parties, the herbivores and the carnivores. You know, we as a group are not the coolest.
I don't think they saw us.
I don't think they did.
You know, for a bunch of researchers, they sure don't look very carefully.
So, I started to tell you something earlier. There was another reason that I realized it was time to end it with Joey. I kind of realized I was starting to have feelings for someone else.
Huh. Can I ask who?
I think you know.
I think I know too, but I've been really wrong about this stuff in the past. We can't.
All right.
I mean, you just went out with my best friend, you know? I just think it would be a really, really bad idea. Or not.